This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In Turkey, the party of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan won a landslide victory in yesterday's parliamentary elections. His AK party has Islamist roots. It disavows religious extremism, but it's also a reaction against the rigid separation of government and religion that was a founding principle of the modern Turkish Republic. Well, joining us to talk about what the election means for Turkey and its neighbors is Soner Çaptay, who is director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, and is a native of Istanbul as well.
That's correct. Hello.
These elections were called, in essence, over whether Turkey should have a president, a head of state, whose wife covers her head in keeping with Muslim practice. Does the result of the election mean we Turks say, yeah, we don't mind that sort of thing, she can go ahead and cover her head?
It means that, perhaps, but also something else in a more stark way. And it, so far, I think, in Turkey, the definition of Islam in public life has been that one could be secular and Muslim at the same time. And the opposite of Islamism was secular. What these elections mean, I think, is that we're seeing a new fault line emerging in Turkish society, in my view, a dangerous one as well. Because the elections were cast, as you said, as an attempt by the governing party to elect one of its members, who was a religious man, to the presidency. And that attempt was blocked by secular Turks who demonstrated, by the court which intervened, which is a secular institution, and the military which issued a declaration. Then the whole presidential election process became into one of AKP's rhetoric that the election of a religious man to presidency should not be blocked. In other words, the AKP cast itself as the party of Muslims versus secular Turks. And the new dynamic in Turkey, different than the past where secular was opposite of Islamist and Islamist was opposite of secular, the new dynamic is secular versus Muslim. In a predominantly Muslim society, that's eventually a losing proposition for secular Turks.
Well, you're not just talking about a recalibration of the border between religion and politics. It's a qualitative change in that relationship.
It's an identity change. I think this election was an identity referendum. The Turks were asked to vote based on whether they saw themselves as Muslims first or as secular Turks. And I think 50% came up and said that they are Muslims and therefore they would support the election of a president whose wife wears a headscarf to presidency. But that also means that 50% of Turks don't agree with that. So we're actually seeing a country almost split in the middle along the lines of secular versus Muslims, which in my view, the reason why this is dangerous is because we see the unraveling of this tradition that we call Turkey. It was a country that accommodated Islam and secularism in a modern society. You could be a practicing conservative Muslim and a secular person at the same time. That almost seems impossible anymore at this stage, that you have to be either secular or Muslim.
In the past, the Turkish army has been the guardian of the Ataturk revolution, and they've stepped in when they thought the country was going off the track. Is that still possible, that the army might, stage a coup, possibly, if they don't like the extent of Islamism in the government?
I think the army is a side to the debate on secularism in Turkey. They see themselves as guardians of Ataturk's legacy. If the AKP indeed pushed to elect a president, one, a member of the party, whose wife wears a headscarf, who basically falls along this big fault line in Turkey of secular versus Muslim, it would make the army incredibly nervous.
This could happen this summer.
It could happen well this summer. I think that we have 45 days to see elections. It could happen as early September.
Now, briefly, just one other dimension of the election. A number of candidates were elected as openly as Kurdish politicians. It wasn't all that many years ago when Kurds couldn't identify at all as Kurdish, couldn't speak Kurdish, couldn't broadcast or publish in Kurdish. Is that likely to change the politics of Turkey?
I think this is a chance for Turkey to bring these Kurdish nationalist deputies into parliament, and they have entered the parliament, about two dozen of them in this 550-member parliament. It's a chance for them to prove that they are good Turkish citizens who also happen to be Kurdish nationalists. If they can do that, I think there's a chance for Turkey to do Kurdish politics peacefully. For that, the pro-Kurdish party, known as Democratic Society Party, DTP, has to basically distance itself from the Kurdish group that's carrying out attacks in Turkey, the PKK, and also renounce violence. I think that would be a way forward for Turkey.
Dr. Soner Çaptay of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.